Freight fraud scheme rocks Chicago. A suburban Chicago man has been sentenced to 5 years in federal prison after posing as legitimate carriers and brokers to steal over $10 million in interstate freight. The scheme relied on impersonating both real and fake logistics companies to convince victims to release freight. Authorities say the stolen shipments included liquor and commercial-grade copper. The theft started with identity manipulation, not force, making it a growing pattern across the transportation industry. Modern cargo theft cases often begin with false identities presented as representatives of carriers and brokers offering transportation services. Criminal groups are increasingly using fake dispatch operations, stolen identities, spoofed communication, and carrier impersonation to gain access to freight before pickup even takes place. This method continues to appear across the industry, creating a dangerous gap between what companies believe they verified and who is actually controlling the shipment. The case also shows why many thefts are difficult to stop once freight is released. By the time companies realize something is wrong, the shipment has often already been redirected, split apart, resold, or moved into secondary markets. Federal officials tied the prosecution to a larger push against trade fraud and organized cargo theft. The case was prosecuted as part of the Department of Justice Trade Fraud Task Force. The growing threat of freight fraud highlights the need for industry-wide awareness and cooperation to prevent these types of schemes. Companies must verify identities and monitor shipments closely to prevent loss. As cargo theft cases continue to rise, law enforcement must stay vigilant to prevent identity-based schemes. The National Fraud Enforcement Division will focus on investigating and prosecuting fraud cases across the country. The creation of the National Fraud Enforcement Division is a step in the right direction to combat cargo theft and freight fraud. However, it also underscores the need for continued industry education and awareness. The case serves as a reminder that cargo theft can have severe consequences, both financially and in terms of national security.